All righty. Well, there is big news in the world of nickel, and it's good for the West Coast because it involves, obviously, the Avery mine in Zeehan. And I'm joined now to have a catch-up with John Lamb, who's the general manager of Avery Nickel Mine and also the managing director of Mallee Resources. Thank you for joining us on the show today. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Cameron. It's great to be back on 7XS. After more than a decade, and I'm really pleased to be back on the West Coast and back at Avebury.
Indeed. No, it's been that long, has it?
I'm afraid it has.
Yes, but that's all right. Wiser than ever, I'm sure. All right. Well, if you can give us an update as to where every Avebury mine is at, obviously with the report last night in relation to nickel, there's a big boost going on.
Oh, look, definitely. It's an exciting time to be in nickel. And an exciting time to be doing it in Tasmania. And our green hydropower makes Avery the only producer of nickel sulphide in the world that's powered predominantly by renewables, which is just an amazing thing for, you know, for Tasmania, I think. But on site, it's a really busy place at the moment, as you'd imagine. I would have thought people in Tulla and Rosebery and Zeehan have probably seen our machinery being delivered into site. We had a brand new underground loader arrive just yesterday, so there's a lot of equipment arriving, that sort of thing. Mine is currently running on day shift, but we'll be starting nights around the end of this month. And we've also got our tele-remote boggers being set up at the moment. They'll be set up by the end of the month, and that allows the large-scale production from the stopes to begin. So it's getting pretty exciting. We've got about 20,000 tonnes of ore on the stockpile now, and that'll go up to about 50,000 by the middle of September. And the plan is to switch on the plant and be producing nickel around about the middle of September.
You could say it was perfect timing, given COVID and that situation. I mean, what will it mean for the West Coast?
Oh, look, it means obviously a whole lot of employment. We'll fill 200 roles in the end, and as many of those as we can. We'll live locally, and the rest will accommodate locally. But more than just employment, I mean, we try and source as much as we can locally. So a lot of small businesses locally providing services, and of course we're running a grants program to help the community and really getting ourselves involved as heavily as we can with life on the West Coast.
Absolutely. All right, I believe you've been very busy recruiting. Are you still looking for employees?
We are. We've got about 120 now of our total. That's enough to start, which we will. And then we'll top up sort of through October and towards the end of the year to round out to that number, somewhere around 200 as we hit full capacity at the back end of the year.
How many shareholders do you have? And I'm guessing because of the recent rise, you might have some more signing on.
Well, we've got a lot. We've got about 3,000, as it stands. And they're very excited to see our work at Avery. We are raising capital now, as you say. And obviously people can find the advertisements in the weekend papers or online. And we've probably added another 250 or 300 names to our register through that process already. And of course, it's important that we're well funded to take Avery forward, and that's the purpose of the capital raising.
Okay. All right. Tell us a little bit more about Mallee Resources and their role within the mine. Obviously, it owns the mine. That's correct, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so that's quite right. So Mallee's a public company. which means that we're listed on the ASX, and that means any member of the public can trade in our shares. Right now we're not trading, but of course you can buy shares through the prospectus, which you can find by scanning the QR code on the advertisements. And then once that's done, once the capital raise closes, the ASX will return our shares to trade a few weeks later, and we'll be back to normal.
Okay, go on.
Sorry, I was going to say my own history with the mine dates back well over 10 years, my last run as general manager of the Rosebery mine over a decade ago. And, of course, Avery at that point in time had been closed, and so I was the closest general manager and kind of inherited Avery. And so I had a good background in the asset. I was able to bring Avery to Mallee when we were looking for a project last year. Mm-hmm. And then I think people know the story. We got involved in the bidding process when it went into administration, and ended up best of a field of 13, and absolutely delighted to be here.
Absolutely. And I bet technology would have changed during those 10 years as well. Have you got a bit more to learn?
Yeah, I'll never stop learning.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell us about some of the major projects going on at the mine at the moment.
Yes, well, lots. I mean, we're setting up the tele-remote loaders, as I mentioned, and that's, of course, people would understand that's where the operator is in a hut and the machine operates under full remote control, so it's a little bit like playing a video game, although you still need to be able to drive the real machine.
That's good. So
there's that. In the plant, there's a lot of work going on, a dust extraction system and rebuilding the filter press. Got a brand new SCADA system. That's the plant control system that allows the whole plant to be run and monitored from the control room. So that's just gone in. We've had the mine rescue team training hard, including a live underground fire training session last week. And then, of course, there's dozens of small restart tasks, everything from, you know, writing procedures to setting up contracts and allocating lockers, all sorts of things. And, of course, building our accommodation facility in town. Which is going to be good. So that'll be located on two sites, one of which is the original, the old Zeehan single men's quarters site. And so we'll start work on that next month. People will see the demolition of those old dorm-style buildings that have more than had their day, I can tell you, and we'll put some nice modern self-contained units on there.
Let's put it all into perspective over the last couple of years. How did COVID affect the mine's operation?
Well, now I can tell you we're all wearing masks today.
You know, of course.
We've had a few outbreaks recently, including one just a week ago, where we had a total of six people, and we run a pretty strict policy. If we get a small outbreak, we go straight back to masks and wraps.
Yeah.
And so far, we've managed to avoid a widespread outbreak, which is great. We do a blanket wrap test for everybody at the start of every block. And, you know, we do have a few people that, you know, arrive for their first day of work, test positive, and then they're sitting in their accommodation for a week, which is, you know, pretty hard, but better than spreading it. But look, it's affected a lot of our suppliers, and it's the same as anyone trying to build a house at the moment. Construction works have been slowed down thanks to the virus, and we're not immune from that, for sure.
Well, we talked about how it affects the West Coast. I'm sure this will bring the community of Zeehan alive as well.
Well, I hope so. I'm really looking forward to that. I've, you know, been involved with Zeehan now for myself for coming up on 35 years on and off over that time, and so I'm really looking forward to some positive changes in the community.
Great. All right. Well, if people want more information about the mine and its current operation, all the news, that sort of thing, what's the best resource?
Yeah, so look out for Nickel News. It's distributed each month around the West Coast. So the July one went out, of course. The August one goes out next week, so that'll arrive in your letterbox, and you should find them sitting around in neighbourhood centres and places as well. But besides that, the Mallee website, www.malleyresources.com.au. But if people are interested in jobs in particular, best place to go is the Avebury website, which is www.avebrymine.com.au. You can also search on LinkedIn and on Facebook. We're on there as well.
Great. Excellent. Thank you very much, John Lamb, for your time today. All the best.
Fantastic. Thanks, Cameron.
Okay. That's the Managing Director of Mallee Resources and also the General Manager of Avebury Nickel Mine, John Lamb, joining us this morning with an update there. Really good news. Very exciting times there. 7XS.